three carvers are chipping away on an eagle moiety pole that'll go outside the Red Cedar Tribal House. The crest of a wolf, porpoise, brown bear, and thunderbird are starting to form, representing the clans in the area. The lead carver is Gordon Greenwald. He says it takes over a month to get this far on the totem, and it'll likely be six more before it's finished.
No, we could complete it faster than that if we use some machines, chainsaws and so forth, to do some of the major cutting, but we've chosen not to do it that way. We're trying to do it all by hand.
His team has been carving the pieces to go in the Huna Tribal House for about 5 years. There's a constant flood of cruise ship tourists in and out of the shed, asking questions and marveling over the handiwork. But Greenwald says he doesn't mind.
For people that are new to this area, it gives them a chance to learn about our people, going away knowing that they're Tlingit people that live here and what our life was like. And for our local people, they get to stop in and see that something is being made that represents themselves in our homeland.
An interior and exterior screen is already complete. So are the house posts of the four clans that identify Glacier Bay as home: Wushkiton, Chukanadi, Kagwantan, and Takdaintan.
So they are an inextricable part of the story of Glacier Bay, but there's really no physical sign of their history here, unfortunately.
That's Tom Vandenberg, the chief of interpretation at Glacier Bay National Park. Bartlett Cove is the site of the new tribal house. It's where the clans originally resided, until an encroaching glacier forced them to relocate hundreds of years ago to what's now called Huna. In 1925, Glacier Bay became a national monument, and federal laws limited what the Huna Tlingit could do in their homeland.
It's difficult. You know, the Park Service represents the stories of our nation, and it seems like some of the native stories have been missing from some parks.
He says there are places like Sitka National Historic Park with Southeast Native totems, but overall,
there's not much in the way of Alaskan Native stories being told in parks.
The National Park Service received a request from the Huna Indian Association back in 1992 to build the tribal house. Vandenberg is unaware of anything else like it, a ceremonial house paid for by concessionaires' fees from businesses that operate within Glacier Bay. Tlingit elder and park management assistant Ken Grant says it's going to be an emotional day when the tribal house is finished.
People really have a strong tie to the homeland. You know, that feeling of being left out has been with our elders for a long time. Like they say in our language, you know, they were buried with their sorrow in their hearts.
He hopes it'll be a space for young Huna Tlingits to learn about their roots and enhance language and cultural preservation.
It's taken a long time for us to really see this come to fruition.
Gordon Greenwald again.
Now that I look back on it, I'm wondering why it hadn't happened in all the other parks long ago.
Owen James and Herb Shakely are singing a song about one of the Huna clans. When Shakely started this project 5 years ago, he says he didn't know all the stories, and he didn't know how to carve. He's been practicing at home, making ceremonial hats out of spruce, and working on the eagle pole. Greenwald says he owes teaching to his mentors, passing on the knowledge so it doesn't stop with him.
On all of this work, none of us will sign it, because none of this work is about us. It's, as individuals, it's about our people.
The Huna Tribal House is expected to be dedicated next August. In Huna, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.